The child that Bathsheba bore to David died shortly after birth. But David had other children. He had a son, Absalom, who grew and became strong and was like an advisor to the city. But Absalom desired more power, and through an act of trickery, he drove David and David's troops from the city of Jerusalem and took the city, keeping much of the troops of Israel. A reading now from 2 Samuel chapter 18. King David prepared to siege Jerusalem, and he ordered Joab and Abishai and Ittai, saying, "Deal gently for my sake with a young man, Absalom." And all the people heard it when David commanded all of his commanders. And then David's servants went out to the field and met the army of Israel. And the battle took place in the forest of Ephraim. The army of Israel was defeated that day, and the slaughter was great. 20,000 men. The battle ranged over the face of all the country, and the forest took more victims that day than the sword. Absalom met David's servants. He was riding on a mule, and the mule passed under the thick branches of a great oak. Absalom's head got caught fast in the oak, and he was left hanging between heaven and earth while the mule that was under him went on. 10 young men, they were Joab's armor bearers, surrounded Absalom and struck him and killed him. Then Joab ordered his Cushite slave to go and tell David the news. The Cushite met the king and he said, "Good tidings, my lord and my king, for the Lord God has vindicated you this day from the powers of all who would rise up against you." The king said to the Cushite, "Is it well with the young man Absalom?" The Cushite replied, "May all of your enemies and all who rise up to do you harm be like that young man, my lord and my king." When David heard it, he was grieved. And he went to the chamber above the gate and he wept. And on the way, he cried out, "Oh, my son Absalom, my son Absalom, would that I had died instead of you. Oh, Absalom, my son." You never get over the loss of a son. The day David lost Absalom, a votive was lit in his soul. And his heart was forever broken. And we have been lighting such votives, in tangible and in intangible ways, for a very long time in human history. Because it doesn't matter if you're a king, or a pastor, or a shopkeeper, or a homemaker, or a janitor, or whether you are unemployed and have no vacation. It doesn't matter whether you're young or you're old, you're rich or you're poor. You never get over the loss of a son. You never get over the loss of a child. You never get over the loss of your parents, your grandparents, your friends. It may seem to us that we are separated from our leaders by position, stature, money, geography, but we are not separated from them in our humanity. I will never get over the loss of my grandparents. And I suspect there are losses you will never get over. And so I invite you to come and light a votive for those whose loss you will never get over. And I'm sorry our flamethrowers aren't working, so you'll have to use these matches and kind of manage the fire thing that's happening. perhaps we can be kinder to our leaders. The story of David lets us into his chamber and into his sorrow and into his mistakes. And we see that he isn't so different from us. We're kept at bay from our leaders, but they're not so different from us. They have weakness, they have mistakes, and they have loss. And they have a votive burning inside of them, just as we do. Perhaps we can be kinder to one another. When we see our loss on the communion rail, it's staggering. We, each of us, have a loss. We have things in us that will never be healed. But that's not the first thing we see when we go to speak to one another. And maybe we never see it at all. Perhaps we can be more compassionate with one another. I'm going to hack this quote terribly because I can't remember exactly how it goes, and I didn't think of it until about 10 minutes ago, so I can't Google it. But Dietrich Bonhoeffer, he said something that went something like this. We should regard one another less from what we deserve, less from our accomplishments, and more from what we have suffered. Perhaps we can be tender with one another and kind. May God's grace and loving kindness be with you. And may you know it as real in this community. May God send you from this place with tenderness and compassion for everyone you meet, with an awareness of the votive inside of them. May God change you as a citizen of this country and of our world to have compassion and prayer for our leaders. And may we join with others in compassion to change the face of the world.
Absalom, Absalom, my son, my son, my son, caught in the tangles of your hair, fruit of my own sin.
Let us pray. God of mercy and grace, the eyes of all wait upon you, and you open your hand in blessing. Fill